you said there was still something to be resolved. Is that the oil and gas tax credits?
Yes, that's the problem that we had. The House, during the regular session, and in fact before the 90 days had passed, House Bill 111 over to the Senate, changed the tax system and got rid of credits and reduced their liability for the state. And fortunately, when it got over to the Senate, they took away the tax changes that would have gotten us some additional money at these lower prices, and they also made it so that there was going to be no lowering of liability. We'd still owe the same amount of money. It wouldn't be called a credit. It would be a carry-forward loss. The governor proposed a compromise which went back to our system of ring fencing partially. That means that you can only use those carry-forward losses in the project that is being developed when it comes into production. You know, our problem is that the proposal really is kind of a weakened system that allows a lot of gaming by oil company accountants.
And the budget that you passed is a one-year operating budget.
That's right. The operating budget is always just a one-year, our expenses. Top priority was to try to get a fiscal plan in that would go over multi-years and would put us on a sustainable budget. But we weren't able to get there, but we did get the operating budget and accomplished our highest priority was maintain education funding in a way that wouldn't lay off the 700 teachers that basically the Senate plan of cutting $69 million would have done. Then we reduced the cut to the university from the $22 million that the Senate had proposed to less than $8 million. So
that's a 2.5% cut on their budget for the university.
In the capital budget, when that gets around to passing, we have some major maintenance money there that would offset most of that. Attempt is that the university would only see about $1 million worth of cut instead of the $8 million because right now they're using operating funds to do maintenance.
And K through 12 funding isn't going to be increased, but it's also not going to be cut.
Well, there's always inflation and other costs, and there has to be cost containment by everybody because, of course, we're in the end, all we did was take money from the savings account to fund these things. So everybody is having to conserve money when you're just taking your savings to fund the budget. The school districts were mighty happy that they got last year's funding fully. In fact, a little more because we were able to restore about $6.5 million of pupil transportation money.
Well, the House and Senate budget proposals weren't very much alike. There wasn't a lot of overlap, but can you talk a little bit about the ways that you closed the budget gap?
Sure. Well, we took some cuts that were proposed additionally by the Senate for the Department of Transportation and about $15 million out of Medicaid. We did get in the education realm, we restored the parents as teachers and the pre-K systems that were in place, as well as extending and making sure there would be the Alaska Performance Scholarships, which has been the one innovation that the state has done, which is increasing graduation rates.
And also there's a dividend cap now that's part of the budget.
That's correct. The Senate had $1,000 cap. We had wanted $1,150. We settled on $1,100, so it's a little higher than last year. If we go to the capital budget, there's three points of contention if we get to that, and one is the full PFD as opposed to the partial that was in the operating budget.
And are you expected back in Juneau till the end of the session? Or
I think there'll be another session called. Everybody need to get away and clear their heads.
Right, it's been 5 months.
Yeah, it's been a long time, one of the longest sessions in history.
What do you see as a way forward for dealing with oil and gas tax credits?
Well, as long as we get some changes in there that lowers the liability of the state over time instead of increasing their value. We had a provision that said if you don't start using them within 7 years, you're delaying your project. And each year after that, they would reduce by 10%. So hopefully we can get something like that that reduces the liability to the state.
Well, Representative Seaton, thank you so much.
Bye-bye.